We're launching the statewide TV campaign to call on the state legislature to pass a full package of campaign finance reforms with public funding of elections, small donor matching funds at its core. And the idea is that we have 2 weeks, this week and next week, where the legislators are in their home districts talking to constituents, hearing what people's concerns are now that the state budget is passed. And we see this as a top priority for this legislative session post-budget.
Are you more optimistic this year than perhaps in past years? Is there a reason to be more optimistic that this may actually happen this year?
Yes, we feel there's a very good shot at getting this done this year. There's strong and growing public support. The most recent Siena poll showed 61% across party lines, across regions, growing bipartisan majority in support of a comprehensive campaign finance reform, including a small donor matching system. The governor has continued to voice his strong support and has put it on his post-budget legislative agenda as a priority. We've got strong support in the Assembly, and we also have some strong support in the Senate as well, although that's going to be where we really need the public to get involved and engage and let their senators know how much they'd like to see this kind of reform happen.
What is your perfect bill? You may not get it, but what would you love to see?
The most important thing is this matching funds for small donations. So if I'm running for office and someone wants to give me $10, I get a 6-to-1 match, $60 from the public fund to match my $10 contribution. That gives me $70 for my campaign. Someone gives me, you know, $100, I would get $600 in matching. That would give me $700. And that small donor matching system, which is what we have in New York City, similar to what they have in Connecticut, allows candidates to run based on small donations, not having to go after that big corporate money that's fueling our campaigns right now. We also think there needs to be reduction in limits, better enforcement, more transparency and disclosure. But at the heart of it is that small donor matching system that allows ordinary New Yorkers' voices to be heard.
You'll be holding rallies and forums as well. Can you tell us a bit about those?
Yeah, we're kicking off the all aspects of the public campaign this week. We've got rallies and forums starting this week. This week's New York City, Syracuse, Albany, and Clinton. And then we're continuing over the next few weeks all across the state and into May as well with rallies and forums so the public can both show their support and also learn more about this. And next week, the week of April 8th, we're doing house parties all across the state for people to learn more about what Fair Elections is and how it will help their voice be heard in Albany. And people can go to the campaign website, FairElectionsNY.org, to find a house party near them.
How would public financing of these campaign, these matching funds, be financed?
There's lots of different options. In the case of New York City, it's mostly general fund money. In the case of Connecticut, there's some special fees supplemented by general funds. The Assembly bill has a mixture of funding sources. The governor hasn't yet said how he wants to fund it, although he said he wants to mostly fund it out of fees, not taxpayer funds. But any of those sources work. It's not a lot of money. In New York City, it only costs 57 cents per person. At the state level, the Campaign Finance Institute, which is a nationally well-known research entity on campaign finance, has estimated it will cost somewhere between $25 and $40 million a year on a four-year cycle.
You said the big challenge, the big fight this year, if there's going to be one, will be in the Senate. Why?
So far, Senator Skilos, the Senate co-majority leader, has said that he's opposed, that he doesn't want to do public funding of campaigns. We obviously think he's wrong. We think this is in the strong interest of not only everyday New Yorkers, but of legislators. Most legislators run for office because they want to work toward good public policy that will help the voters in their districts. And what we've seen over the years repeatedly is that it's hard for legislators to enact public policy with a public interest in mind when campaign donations play such a heavy role. So we need to convince them to go back to a system that really helps them do what they came there to do. And so far, the one big voice in opposition is Senator Skilos. And so we'll be asking people across the state to let their senators know that we need their support to get this done.